Number one, Sister Ying Bi shared that when one is conscious of life, it does not mean one is also aware of life. Conscious means you can be conscious of what you see, hear, tactilely feel, taste, smell, and think, but one might be heedless. Awareness means being aware from within, aware of whatever that goes on within our form and mind. For those who meditate well, they can go into their sleeping mode and still be aware within while the body rests or sleeps.
So this one is very clear. Yeah? You can be conscious, but you are not aware. Why? Yeah? Explain here. Why don't you read? One is conscious of life. It does not mean one is also aware of life. Conscious means what? Your consciousness. Understand? Seeing your six senses. You can be conscious of what you see, hear, tactile, feel, taste, smell, and think. But one might be
heedless,
lost in thought, and so on, entangled in the phenomenal world of consciousness. Sensuality so high that thing lure you and create actually delusion in you. Then you grasp, you cling with all the delusion. So what happened is, one might be heedless because you lost in thought. Awareness means being aware from. That's why I say at your heart area, from within. When you are aware, you don't think, understand not? Aware of whatever that goes on within your form and mind, understand not? From that pure awareness, you can observe what is happening in the mundane mind activity, understand not? Form and mind. So because of that, for those who meditate well, the awareness can go into the sleeping mode. Means when you are asleep, you go into the subconscious and the unconscious. Your body rests, you might be snoring, but the awareness is still aware within. That's why I told you, at that time when I went through for about 3-4 months, I can just lie down, rest, then the awareness maintained, then my body relaxed, and I allow it to go into rest and sleep. But fully aware, then I saw my own snoring and all those things. Then how after that it like subconscious release and become like dream. Then sometimes the unconscious, whatever phobia from the uni day when I was still not having the command understanding, how the unconscious also release. That's why I know the brain, when you are sleeping, it try to develop order, understand not? That's why all the trap, subconscious fear, unconscious fear and phobia, and your anxiety or whatever, this one need to be released, understand not? If it's not released, how? Mentally you go cuckoo, understand not? Well, these are all the phobia, the stress and all those things that you accumulate into your inside your memory, your brain. And you don't release it, you really can be in depression and go mental hospital. Well, you keep on accumulating and none is released, you know what happened? Like a bottle, we bottle everything up. When the pressure reached that level, the whole bottle will burst. During that time, you ki siao la, you say. You know what is ki siao la? In English, how you... What word? Become crazy, that is very mild. Siao, no? Siao.
Hysterical.
Like insane. Like cuckoo, mentally cuckoo. You really... So Krishnamurti called that disorder. Understand? You live the life of disorder. Disorder means what? When a country don't have order, means what? No law and order, isn't it? Like cowboy, isn't it? Got pistol, got gun, shoot, isn't it? So disorder means what? When there is no order, means you got all the riot, the chaos, chaotic chaos. And all the, what they call conflict, misunderstanding. People rob, people do all sorts of things. So when your brain, your mind don't have order, it end up like that. Understand? Very chaotic. This pronunciation correct? Very chaotic.
The chaotic mind that I experienced was, I noticed everywhere, everything I see in the world, I disagree with reality. Meaning, as I drive, I look at the driver in front, and then there I complain already. Braking. Then drive fast and slow, you know. Then when I go to the office, then I will have a lot of things to complain about my colleague's work or how my boss did certain decision. So all these, right, what happens in my brain was that I couldn't rest, I couldn't be peaceful because all these are actually like mental blue blacks that I installed into my brain every time I encounter them. I was not at peace. That means I was, how to say, discontent with all these moments in life, and that becomes thought memory. And
correct.
Like what we kept hearing, all we saw in our memory is all trauma, phobia. Actually, it doesn't have to be a big trauma or phobia, but all these little things throughout the day,
they add up.
And then no wonder I cannot meditate. So this was the initial experience I had. Then I noticed I had to be at peace in life as I live, as I go to work and come back, as I talk to people. Otherwise, I am storing a lot of negativity.
Yeah,
I'm very unhappy with reality. I'm fighting with reality. How to fight? Reality shall win. So that was my experience.
Very good. So when you understand, you can relate to what happened in your life. For her, she worked in the IT field. So she can see, she got this that past that allow her to actually become quite, I shouldn't use the word analytical, but the clarity there for her to see and relate to the Dhamma when she hear the Dhamma. Understand? He only need the hint, the pointer. Then he straight away she can figure out how he actually entangled earlier on. So that is the uniqueness of her path. She learned in that manner, different. That's why I say when her awareness needs to develop, she will like breeze through all this. All this become like kacang putih. He realized that time. The awareness really shine for and see all this. Then the understanding very fast on will come. Where she already contemplated, reflected, and her past can see all this with clarity. How she get herself into all this. There's like all the wrong thoughts she admire and she start to write them down. Then make effort, the forerunning effort to abandon them, to prevent them from arising. So all this is the initial cultivation. Then the third turning will come and very potent trigger off Bhavanamaya Panya once the awareness nature stabilized. Okay?